Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. I am back with just me, a solo episode, and it's been a few weeks. Lots has gone on in the world, and not all of it is the best news for us, especially in the U.S. So I'm gonna talk about that for just a little bit, and what I had a conversation with my mom about on that topic. And then I'm going to go into some other things. So first of all, I asked mom about some of the things going on. And as you guys know, I am a big believer in astrology. And so far, it's just been so pinpoint on. And when I talked to my mom and I'm like, you know, listen, what do you think about astrology? What do you think about everything that's going on? Do you think it's right that we're not going to have any kind of anything until maybe 2033 as far as somewhat non-warlike situations, according to a few astrologers that I've seen. And, you know, mom's not an alarmist, but she's also somebody that'll tell me the truth. And this is what she said to me, and I wrote it down. She said, astrology is a great mirror, meaning it can mirror the past. It's not set in stone, though, because obviously we have free will. Do some of the same characteristics often happen at the same time? Yes, yes, they do. She also said, here's what I want you to think. And this is just kind of a download she gave me. She goes, try not to worry about things that you simply cannot control. She said, you have to spread your own joy. You have to spread your own love. And you have to spread acceptance in so many other things that maybe you didn't accept before, whatever that is for you. And I said, well, what would that do? She goes, it's going to change the frequency of the earth. And I said, would it change a war? She goes, not necessarily. She said, but it would change people's minds. It will change people's perspectives if enough positivity, joy, and acceptance starts reverberating around the globe. And I said, that's a pretty bold statement, Mom. She goes, it's just the truth. You're changing frequency. So guys, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, you know, solo ones, where I say just rub your hands together and then make a circle with both of your hands like you're holding a ball and imagine it's the earth. You know, I'm a big believer in imagination and intentions, and just say, you know what, this is my love, my unconditional love, the joy that I want to spread, the acceptance for everything, everyone, whatever the case may be that you want to involve in all those things I just said, however those definitions are for you, put it in the ball and then swish it out. And you could do all four corners, north, south, east, and west, or you could just push it out to the universe. And I challenge everyone to do that at least once a day. I try to do it at least once a day and I still forget to. But she said, I'm telling you, when you set your intentions, when you set the acceptance and love and joy and all the things, especially love, out into the universe, love is more powerful, as you guys all know, than any kind of hate, regardless. So if we can just kind of try to stay on a better frequency, and because this is so much more accepted, the woo-woo of all the things I'm talking about, I tell you, it will be life-changing. And it may take a little time. And she goes, it's not going to end overnight. She goes, it won't happen for as long as they're saying. It's not going to go on for that long. But she can't tell me pinpoint. She's not going to give me dates. She never usually gives me dates. She just says it's not going to be a long, long, long time. I don't know what that means. Does that mean 6 months? Does that mean a year? Does that mean 4 months? Does that mean 2 weeks? I don't know. She's not telling me that. Because honestly, I don't even know if she knows. Because if we all change the frequency, and the people that just, however many people listening to this, I tell you, just do it once, you know, see what kind of difference it makes. It might even make a difference in your own personal life, she said. That's another thing she said to me. It might make a difference in your own personal life. And those are things we can change. We can change those things, you know, and she's told me this so many times, and Bashar talks about this, the universe is neutral. And she's even said that to me. She goes, you're the one that puts importance to anything that you put out, or you give importance to anything you receive in. You give it the importance. You give it the urgency. You give it the fear. You give it the joy. You give it the love, whatever, right? But the universe is very neutral. It'll go wherever you want to push that button. You have to make sure that you have the intention behind it. But if you have the intention behind it, I'm telling you guys, this is just, energy manipulation. It's all quantum physics, really. This is all this is. It's scientifically proven we can do these things. It's scientifically proven that we can remote view. And that's literally exchanging an energy for something else. You use your imagination to kind of think about where you're going to go. And all of a sudden, energy-wise, your energy is in another place. You've manipulated your energy to go in another place. That's amazing. They've proven it. They've started to prove that we have consciousness after our brains are dead, after we die. They're starting to show, oh my gosh, there's a plasma exchange, which is still energy, and that continues. That's amazing, because I think that's truly all we are once we pass. We're just plasma and energy. We're just on a different frequency. We're in a different, maybe different dimension. I kind of interchange those things because I think they're just kind of the same. It's a frequency, dimension, whatever you want to call it, right? So I think the best thing we can do when it comes to being afraid of what's going on in the Middle East, because guys, this is terrifying to me in a lot of ways. And I really, really abhor the fact that we've done some things we don't have any business doing. That is just my take. I don't expect anyone to agree with me on that. I do believe the leader was horrible. I agree with that, but it wasn't our thing to do. Just like, you know, we wouldn't want somebody coming into our country, bombing us all over the place just to get rid of our leaders, right? We'll do that ourselves. Thank you. We didn't ask you for that. And that's just my take, guys. So another thing I was talking to Mom about, I was like, Mom, what else can you do? You know, being in spirit on the other side, what are the other things you can do? And she goes, well, I can revisit like times that I like had a baby and I was holding the baby. I can actually revisit that actual time and relive it here, but I'm obviously manipulating time and I'm going back and experiencing that all over again, which is really, really cool. I think it's really cool. So just imagine the amazing possibilities that lie ahead. When I was talking to Bill last week, Bill Letson, and he was telling me, he goes, you know, I can't believe I thought I was Bill. I can't believe I thought I was this man. And I still asked him about that. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, because you don't have an identity like that here. There's no need for it. That's a human thing. And I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense. He goes, so I was really no longer a husband. I was no longer a brother or a son or whatever, right? I was this infinite energetic being and I could experience and do all the, you know, he was a consciousness. That's the cool thing. Our minds, our thoughts, our essences, you know, our souls, you know, obviously that's what I think it is. They're infinite, you know, they continue forever. And we come down and we incarnate and we have soul families and all the things. You guys have heard me say all those things. And guys, we do reincarnate with the same people over and over. Not all of them, but a lot of the same people. Even if you don't like them in this lifetime, you incarnate with them. You really do. You can't get away from it. Now, some people you incarnate with maybe once or twice or maybe even once just to for them to learn a lesson from you or vice versa. And there's one thing I wanted to reiterate when I was talking to Kenzie Pennington, the Holy Fire Reiki and Tarot reader. She was amazing, and she's since sent me some beautiful crystals that I absolutely love. So thank you again, Kenzie, for that. She's an amazing person, and she has stopped shoulder pain in my right shoulder. I'm not even kidding. I don't have the pain anymore. And I had shoulder pain in there, guys, and I don't know if it was arthritis. I don't know what it was, but it is literally gone. And I had pain there to where I couldn't even, I had a hard time lifting my arm for a little while. It went on for like a year and a half. She got rid of it completely. That's incredible, just so you know. But my point is, I was talking to her on our podcast and she was talking about cord cutting. And I said, well, cord cutting isn't a thing. And actually, I need to re-say that because it is a thing, but it's a human thing. Cord cutting, when you're in physical body, when you're in life, is a thing and it is absolutely necessary. And I think it's something really good for people. It's therapeutic and I think it's a good thing. If you've had enough of some soul or somebody giving you a hard time or whatever it is that's really, really very negative, and let's say you've done all the shadow work, let's say you've done all the things you need to do to move on past that, right? Like I could have just cord cut with my dad, right? And in a sense, I think in my mind I did, you know, the dad that abused me. But you can't cord cut them once you go back. When you die, you see everyone and you're like, how? I actually love you. I think you're amazing. Oh, you're not even the same person. You're not even the same consciousness. You are beautiful, just like I am, just like everyone that you see up there, right? So it's just kind of neat to know that there are things here that we do because we are human and because we have emotion and because we have egos, which obviously keep us alive, that really truly work and are therapeutic and we need them. But to be honest with you, none of it really matters once you're on the other side. Just so you know. Okay. So my mom is telling me, she goes, yeah, you know, she's telling me right now. She's like, yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be done in the physical that you guys do. That really is good. You know, when you do your shadow work and all that and you figure out, you know what, I did need to stop thinking that way about myself or whatever and think of it another way. Or I did need to reconsider what someone else said to me and accept the fact that I was the one that started the problem or whatever, right? So once you get past that and you understand that that's what you needed to do, that's really important. Those kinds of things in our lives are so important. It's like Bill. I can't believe I thought I was Bill. I can't believe I thought it was like he was playing a character. We're all playing characters. And that seems crazy to me. I'm not playing a character. I'm not a movie star, but we are. We're our own movie stars in our own movies. Okay. You've got your own movie going on and you can have fun and do all the things you love to do, or you can be trapped in your way of thinking that you're not good enough, you're not whatever. Don't do that. Try not to do that. I know that's easier said than done. But anyway, so mom, you know, I talked to her last night. She's been so helpful trying to keep me calm with everything going on. Because, you know, I do. Guys, I will slip into, holy crap, what is next? I mean, every day we're bombarded with 1, 2, 3, 4 different things, 5 different things, 2 different things, 7 different things every day. Life-changing, crazy things happening in our world. And not just here, it's everywhere. And another thing too, with everything going on in the Middle East, guys, just know, and this is not to scare anyone, but you know, everything's going to be more expensive and everything already is, okay? So we have to plan things accordingly. If that means helping your neighbors out, them helping you out, maybe exchanging things with each other, you know, grabbing some cash to have cash on hand just in case, you know, you never know if the internet or power is going to go out, you know, for whatever reason. But I think that's just good to do anyway. I really do. Because there's been times when you go to the store and their computers are just down, you know, and then you have to pay cash for everything. So it's just good to have cash on hand. It's good to know your neighbors to a point where, you know, if they need something and they need bottles of water, if they need canned goods or whatever, you can go, you know, I have some extras, here you go. And that's part of the spreading love, spreading acceptance to whoever your neighbors are, spreading joy. That's part of the raising that vibration, raising the frequency, guys. I can't reiterate how important that is. If collectively we could raise our vibration, I'm telling you, if we could raise our vibration to a point where we're changing the course of history, and that would take a lot of us. And I got a lot of listeners, but I'm not going to... I'm only one podcast. However, Bill did say that my podcast was going to take off. Now, listen, I told you I've been doing this for 5 years and I love it. You know that. And I'll continue doing it. But if that means people come here to understand how maybe some things work or understand how I think they work because my mom tells me, or I have people on that talk about it, or I have astrologers, or I have psychic mediums, or people that have been in cults that tell me, hey, this is how it works now for me, and all the things, right? Gaining awareness and spreading that will only help people that have maybe been in the dark and haven't explored what other people do and how other people tick, you know? There's just some people that don't. Like, you know, my kids, they don't watch the news. I mean, they kind of know what's going on, but they really don't. And so they'll ask me, and I'm pretty opinionated, I'm not going to lie. And so I'll just give them the minimum because I don't want to influence them. I want them to make their own choices. But there's a lot of people, even more than that, that really are completely oblivious to what's going on in the world. And I understand that because I kind of was when I was younger too. I didn't watch the news. I mean, I watched the weather because I'm a weather nerd. Guys, I don't know if you knew that. I'm a weather nerd. I love the weather. But as I've gotten older, I'm a little afraid of tornadoes and hail and all the things and high winds. But I just, you know, it's fine. I have a glass of wine. I'm good. But yeah, there's a lot of people that don't watch the news. And If anybody asks you, let's say whatever side you tend to veer on politically, it's really good to just tell them the facts as you know them and then let them make their own decision. Because I don't want my kids to ever resent me for making them think that they have to do it the way and think the way I do. I don't ever want to do that. I just want to spread awareness and then you take whatever resonates with you and leave the rest. And that's truly what this podcast is all about. I don't want to make it to where it's my way or the highway. No, it's not. It's not. You don't have to believe, or you can believe everything I say or nothing. And that is your right. And you should have a right to form your own opinion. And that's why we're here. That's why we all have individual lives. So, okay. So now, guys, I'm going to pull some cards. And let me pull the first one. And the first one I just got, it's the Emperor. And I'm doing this for you, Jen. Jen Sterling's like, will you just describe the cards, please, so I can know which ones you're talking about? So here you go, Jen. It looks like a king on a throne. He's holding a staff and a crown. And he, like I said, he's sitting on a throne and it's the Emperor. And this represents respect and leadership and stability and structure and rules and power, authority, kind of a father figure, protection, control, discipline, focus, and practicality. Which I'm taking that card, guys, as something we just talked about. Maybe raising the frequency to where we can get to the point where we've got some practicality going on. Where we've got maybe respectful and some better leadership. It's going to take a while maybe, but this is what I'm getting. Now, I said for the rest of March. So maybe this means things will start changing. I don't know, but this is what I got for March. So the next card I got was the Lover's card. And this one is a man and a woman. They're both nude. And there's an angel above them. And it's about love and harmony and relationships and union and partnerships, sexuality, passion, values, alignment, deep love, choice, the strength to love two people together. And, you know, that's kind of another thing we were talking about, you know, spread that love, have the intention of spreading love. Love is so important, guys, so important. And it's such an easy, overused word, but it's not. It's just what we need to be doing right now, guys. Spread the love, spread the love, spread the love, right? You spread that love, you might get a better leadership because you're changing that frequency. You're making people go, oh, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Maybe we should, you know, stop this, and maybe we should be pulling back and cutting our losses and still helping to rebuild or helping whatever, right? That would be my hope. Okay, so the next card I pulled was the Temperance card. And this is looks like an angel holding two cups. And this is about balance and harmony and moderation and patience, you know, being sensible, purposeful, finding meaning. So this is all the same thing we've been talking about, spreading that awareness, spreading the intention of just harmony, love, joy, acceptance, all of those things. And I did this for the rest of March. So maybe some good things are going to start happening. Maybe things will change. Listen, the astrologer guy, I listened to the astrology podcast. He's so analytical. So he's not trying to scare anyone, but he's saying, you know, 2033 is about the change, you know, when it comes to the planets and all that. But I'm telling you, we are more powerful than that. We are. And we do have free will and we can change it, because honestly, I bet you if we did, he could find in the astrology where, oh, wait a minute. I see where this could have happened here. Maybe we can change because of Pluto's and whatever, right? Cancer. I don't even know. So my point is I have to stay on the positive side. I have to. As much empathy as I have for everything and everyone who is maybe even losing their lives in the Middle East, and that just breaks my heart. I can't control it, and neither can you. We can vote when we need to vote. Please do that. But the thing is, you can control how you feel, and you can control what you put out. And if you put out good intentions all the time, regardless, I don't care if you wake up and you're tired. I don't care if you wake up and you're in a bad mood. I don't care if you wake up and somebody pissed you off. I don't care. But if it's something that's just irritating you or something that you know you can change, change it and make it to where, you know what? I'm not going to be mad that somebody cut me off. I'm not going to be mad that somebody came in late. Now I'm late. I'm not going to be mad that somebody, you know, looked at me weird or even called me a name on the internet. I don't know. Because it doesn't serve you. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks but yourself. And maybe you're really good friends and your husband, your wife, or your children or whatever, right? Those are the people that you love. Those are the people that matter. So if we can have what these cards are saying, the emperor, you know, maybe the leader, our leadership, our government, all the governments, give them some, the lover's card, some love and harmony and union and passion and alignment and deep love, maybe they will start having leadership with respect and structure and rules and power and being protective. And then if the temperance card, it maybe if we add a little balance in there, you know, the harmony, the moderation and the patience and being sensible, all those things combined can have a really good outcome. We just have to remember that it's not just up to the universe to tell us what to do. We have to tell the universe what we want. When, you know, we create our own realities, right? We can do this. We can create our own reality if we just stick with love. Just stick with love, guys. I'm telling you, that's the best thing we can do. So I'm going to say goodbye for now. I've got things I have to get done today, but I'm going to go ahead and release this today and know that I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for the text messages and the emails and the reviews and the ratings. It's making a difference and you're spreading awareness so other people will know about the podcast and maybe can gain some wisdom from the people that I interview, some wisdom from my mom, and just spreading, you know, joy and love and acceptance, guys. And it's remarkable what we as humans can do. If we can make ourselves sick, guys, we can heal ourselves. And if we can heal ourselves, we can do just about anything. So just remember that, okay? And I love you, and we will talk soon. Okay, bye.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.